Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, for the record, my name is Quentin Kugel. I'm the Wildlife Bureau Coordinator for the Wildlife Division with Fish, Wildlife, and Parks. And, with your tolerance, Mr. Chairman, I'll proceed as the agenda describes.
Yes, thank you, Quentin.
First topic is the 2020 and the 2021 All Migratory Bird Regulations. This is a final presentation into a final adoption by the commission today. And in that vein, I'll stay in the context of process for a little bit. So this was migratory birds were part of biennial season setting. That is to say the December meeting where we introduced a status quo proposal, no change. But we did not conclude, while we started in December, we did not conclude as most other species did in February. We carried it forward. We're bringing it to the commission, obviously, today. The proposal is different from the proposal you saw and you adopted in December, in that you see a restriction, a reduction in the bag limit for scop in both flyways that reflects population assessments. And then you also see some proposed increase in opportunity for sandhill cranes in two crane areas with respect to additional permits and bag limits for individual hunters going from one permit to two, and then also an expansion of days. So again, the proposal, we're concluding a process with a final adoption today, that the process actually started in December, and there are changes, again, those scop changes and sandhill crane changes from the original adoption the commission made in December. A little bit more on process. We do ultimately obviously need to connect with federal oversight here, given these are migratory birds crossing state boundaries, international boundaries as well. And that also is part of the driver in this conversation, as we have to get your adoptions, the final conclusion of what the Montana seasons are set to be in the eyes of the commission to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service by late April. So another piece of process there. Public comment has been received. A lot of that was collected, again, during the biennial season setting process prompted by the December meeting. That public comment has been forwarded to the commission again. It was sent in December. It's also been sent again for this meeting, given the time that has passed. And in that comment, you see a diversity of advocacy to include some more of what the commission put in place several seasons ago, which is to put a break in the season. That break is currently in January, and then tie those days back onto the end of the season. The idea being to extend the season later into the new year to take advantage of those late season opportunities. You don't see the department propose more of that. You see the department staying with the status quo with the break and the extension that is currently in there. You see the commission cover sheet represent consensus or non-consensus on that topic. And that's not to say that the department does not recognize the circumstance and does not understand the advocacy. It's just that the department at this point in time sees value in the status quo. It's not clear what might be the closed dates to come up with those additional days at the end of the season. And then also there's a communication question and concern that the department wants to represent here. As those season details get more, that means they get more complicated to both send and receive. So again, want to be very clear, we hear and understand that advocacy. In this particular case, this proposal, we're not moving on those, we're sticking with the status quo as the proposal, but I want to make it clear we understand the circumstance and the advocacy. In that context, I don't think there's anything certainly will stand or rather continue to sit and be on screen for any questions, Mr. Chairman. Just a reminder, this is final, but it does have some changes from the original adoption, so it stands for public comment on those proposed changes at least. Mr. Chairman, again, we'll respond to questions.
Thank you, Quentin. Do I have a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I move the commission adopt the 2021 Migratory Bird Regulations as presented by FWP, and that all other aspects of the previous season, except for normal calendar rotation date changes, are adopted.
I will second.
I have a motion and a second. This is again, as Quentin stated, something we addressed in December. This is a final coming to us. There's no change other than with regard to the scalp and the sandhill cranes. And we'll take comment from the public on those particular changes. But before we do that, are there any questions or comments from the commission?
Mr. Chairman, I would like to make a comment if I could. I had an excellent conversation with Quentin Kugel on this matter a group of people here in Western Montana, you know, some of them I've talked with a number of times, you know, were the ones that really wanted to see an extension to the end of January for the waterfall season over here. And, you know, and Clinton in his assessment of that input, you know, where there were 20 people that commented, I believe, and 12 of them were people that asked for that maybe extension on through the end of January. And Clinton and I had a good discussion, and it wrapped around his use of the word consensus. You know, there was no consensus in the proposal that came from the people that wanted to extend that season. And I've had conversation with them since then too. But when you look at the magnitude, you know, of this program and the immense geography, the variety of habitats, the weather differences from place to place, and the where people choose to hunt and how they hunt and all those kind of things. There's a lot of variables in this whole subject, you know, of playing with a sea enclosure and giving up some time in the middle there someplace so that you can have that. So I think Quinn was, and the department is right on point there. I support what's in place, you know, right now. But I think, you know, if there's an opportunity, you know, maybe this is an opportunity to have a conversation with some of the hunter community and some of their organizations, you know, to see if there is a broader interest in this sort of a thing, you know, and a willingness of what you might give up to have it. So I think, you know, to me, we move forward and maybe with the idea that if opportune presents itself, we'll have that conversation and maybe next year we'll have a little more input on this whole thing. But I think, I think the department's done a good job in assessing the input and the effects of that and the potential effects of that. And so I'm standing in support of their motion.
Thank you, Commissioner Aldrich. And that's all very well said. You know, I was involved with this when the idea was first floated out a number of years ago, and the department was very cautious and went through a pretty methodical process. And then we had to get some adjustments and different things with the feds. And you know, we took a lot of comment because we didn't want to limit certain opportunity for some folks in different areas of the state. And we have a very big state, you know, and we've got geese that, you know, come down and hang out in Missouri and decide they're not going to keep going any farther and well, waterfowl overall. And there was a lot that went into it. And I certainly do appreciate the comments of the folks wanting to extend it out to January. And I think, you know, we should continue these sort of discussions. But as Quinton alluded, we need to make sure that we're effectively communicating and developing some measure of consensus and understanding across the state, because we could, you know, we could have some impacts on some users that would really be problematic and frustrating for them. And we don't want to do that. I think, again, where we are now, it shows that this department and the commission can be responsive to concerns and to provide opportunity. So I just want to, again, Commissioner Aldrich, thank you for making those points and kind of hit them again. And then thank you, Quinton, for your thoughtfulness on this. Any further comments or questions from the commission?
I'd like to comment.
Okay.
I just want to remind the attendees, if they're wanting to comment, to raise their hand with a *9. And we'll let you know when it's your turn to comment.
Thank you, Shauna. And I'm going to send it out for public comment. And the comment I'm going to accept is on the changes in Scalp and Sandhill Crane. So if there are any people that want to comment, you just need to raise *9 and then you will be acknowledged. And at that point, you need to please identify yourself by your name, where you live, and if you're part of any organization or speaking on behalf of any organization. So if there's anyone that wants to comment, please hit *9 and you'll be, your microphone will be unmuted and you'll be able to speak to us. Okay, seeing none. John, I assume there's no hands coming up.
No hands.
Okay, thank you. All right, back to the commission. Any further comment or discussion? All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Thank you, everyone.